أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين. The opening ayat of Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the attributes of the true believers, the true mu'minun. We have discussed two of the attributes of the mu'minun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the khushu', the perfection of inner concentration during salah. That is one of the attributes. So the mu'min, he is always concerned about his salah, and he is always endeavoring and striving towards developing perfect concentration in salah. That is one of his attributes, the very first attribute. So the mu'min gives due importance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has considered as very important. So after iman, the most important aspect is salah. But he's not only praying his salah, but he is perfecting his salah. And that is the true attribute of the true mu'min. The second attribute we spoke of is that he does not get involved in frivolous discussions, futile discussions and futile activities. He ignores such things and he focuses on those things that will bring him benefit in dunya and will bring him benefit in akhirah. Another attribute, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 4 of Surah Al-Mu'minun, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. Another aspect that they are very concerned about is the aspect of zakah. When it comes to zakah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say that they pay the zakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they do the zakah. There's a difference between the two. Allah did not say, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ مُؤَدُّونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ مُؤْتِيُونَ, that they are givers of zakah or payers of zakah. Because zakah is not a tax. Zakah is not a tax that we pay, and it should not be treated as a tax. Zakah is an ibadah. Just like salah is an act of worship, and they are striving towards attaining perfection in salah in the form of khushu' and inner concentration. When it comes to the zakah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are fa'ilun. Fa'ilun means they are doing it as an ibadah. So they also strive to attain perfection in zakah. They are not just fulfilling it without considering all the aspects in as far as perfecting the fulfillment of zakah is concerned, but they are careful, they are mindful, and they are very concerned about the manner in which they discharge the zakah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. The next attribute, ayah number 5 of Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah says, and they are those who guard their private parts, meaning they do not use their private parts in avenues and in ways that they have been prohibited. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are those who guard their private parts, illa ala azwajihim, except from their wives. Obviously over there they are allowed to derive pleasure and they are allowed to engage in activities that are allowed. أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. Or from the bondsmen whom they own with their hand, because they are not blameworthy in these two situations. When it comes to their wine and when it comes to the slave girls which they own, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says over there, they are not blameworthy, غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ, they are not liable to any blame. فَمَنِ اتَّغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ. But whoever seeks to fulfill his desire, and whoever seeks to fulfill his pleasures, وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ, beyond that, beyond the wife and beyond the slave girl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Certainly those are the transgressors. They have transgressed the limit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed. Another attribute, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعِينَ. Another attribute of the true believers is that they are very concerned, and they pay much attention to the amanat, the trust that are given to them. In whatever form, they fulfill the trust, and they take care of the trust, and they uphold the trust that are left in their care. So if something is left in their care for safekeeping, or for any other purpose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they protect the trust, they look after it, they have borrowed something, something was loaned to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are very careful as to how they deal with it and how they treat it. Because this is an amanah that is given to them in their hands, it is a trust. So they are very concerned about how they treat the trust that are left in their care. وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَعُونَ One is their trust, one is the promises that they make, and the covenant that they make, the word that they utter to others, and the agreements that they make with others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they guard those covenants, those agreements, those arrangements. Whatever arrangements they have made with others, they guard it and they protect it and they observe it. So one is amanat, two things that they are very concerned about. One is amanat, the things that they have with them that belong to others. They guard it, they protect it, they do not abuse it, and they look after that amanah. They are given a certain trust, and they are given responsibility over something. They are very mindful of the rights of that object, or that property, or the thing that is left with them. And the other aspect that they are also very concerned about, which also involves others, is ahdihim, the promises that they make with others, that too, they guard it and they protect it. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of another attribute of theirs, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are those who consistently guard their salah. So on top, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about khushu'in salah. Allah started it off with that attribute. The first attribute is they develop perfect concentration in salah. The last attribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of is also related to salah, but they are those who guard the salah. Guarding of salah now refers to the external aspects of salah. So khushu' was an internal aspect, concentration. So their salah is not something that is just performed outwardly, but it is a combination of an outward performance with an inner perfection. So Allah subhanahu spoke of the inner perfection in the form of khushu'. And now He speaks about the outward exhibition and the outward display of salah, and that is informed in terms of the time, for example. They guard the salah, meaning they are very conscious and observant of the time. When they are praying the salah, they ensure that they are praying it in its proper time. Then they observe all the other aspects related to salah, the external aspects related to wudu, related to the ruku, related to the sujood, the postures of salah, and how exactly they are praying and fulfilling their salah. So they give due importance to both the internal aspect and external aspect of salah. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those believers who have developed these attributes, they are the inheritors. They are the inheritors. What will they inherit? الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will inherit al-firdaws. Jannatul firdaws. Hum fiha khalidun. Therein they shall abide forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us